Amen, amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God profit us again this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis 1. How's the weekend? How's it going? Thank you. Hope you got some awesome results through the weekend. So, today we do a round of our salvation with series 9 and 10. Sorry, part 9 and 10. Oh, welcome, sir. I'm looking for you for a while. Okay. So call it series 4, part 9, right? Our salvation. So don't forget, I'm continuing from where I stopped last time. I'll be a bit faster this first time, but the other two will take it calm. Please pay attention today. Please ensure you receive all God has for you in the service today. Are you with me? Ensure you receive all God has for you in the service today. Don't be distracted. Just keep your mind simple. Keep the mind here. Keep the mind alert. Okay, so we call him the Holy Ghost. Why? Remember? Why do we call God the Holy Ghost? Why the Holy Ghost? Yes, Stephen? Yes, sir? Collaborate with me. Early Sunday morning. Jesus. Why not find a better role? Rose, welcome. Miss Jehovah, the VG. Yes, another person can substitute collaborate for a better word, please. Yes, sir. Pastor Paracletos, yes? He's on a mission, right? So basically, we call him the Holy Ghost because he relates with man. That was the point. Because he relates with man. That is why we call him, that is why we have the Holy Ghost from Genesis. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, so based on the moving of the Spirit, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Praise God. So, that is not talking about a relationship of God with inanimate objects. No. When you see the Spirit of God moving over the face of the waters, that talks about the relationship of God with man. Say with man. That's the point. It's with man. It's not with an inanimate object. It's not with nature. No, it's with man. I've taught you earlier that the material world is a function of man, not just God. A man spoke this material world into being. Man spoke this material world into being. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So man spoke the material world into being. If it's God's own project, it will be indestructible. Are you with me? Come on, just focus. If it is God's own project, it will be what? It will be what? That's the point. So, why will the earth one day be destroyed? Because there is no whatsoever the Lord dwells shall be for how long? Forever. Now, it's very difficult to prove that man is a key in the actor of everything I see in Genesis 1. But of course, don't worry, don't argue with that. Don't argue down in evangelism. Just keep it simple. But we know clearly that there are some things that are hidden in creation that is not clearly, that is not clearly written. Moses is not trying to give us the documentation of just all manner. He was speaking astonishing salvation. So God's dealings has always been with men. God deals with men, and that is the gospel. So when we see God dealing with man, that is when we say, "Oh, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost." Outside man, we call him God. Like in the Old Testament, when we see God influence somebody to do something, what do we call it? The Holy Ghost, right? Like Samson, those judges, like the prophets that prophesied, say, oh, and the Spirit of God was upon him, right? Brother, are you with me? I love your cooperation, please. I say, and the Spirit of God was upon him. And in the New Testament, the Spirit is not just upon, where is he? It's within. So because there's also a relationship, we still call him the same word, Holy Ghost. So is Holy Ghost a smaller dimension of God? Hello, are you with me, sirs? I'm asking a question. Is the Holy Ghost a smaller dimension of God? Grace, you're not sure? are waiting for others to answer. No. So basically, we call him the Holy Ghost because we are describing his function. We are describing a job. Is to describe something he's doing to man. So, what is he sin against the Holy Ghost? When the activity of the Holy Ghost is rejected, that thing that the Holy Ghost wants for man, when you reject it, that's a sin against the Holy Ghost. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. When what the Holy Ghost wants to present to you, when you reject it, which is obviously the gospel. Hebrews 3:7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost seeth, okay, it's just so to run at times, I will be having some sense of some type of self-condemnation if I am running, as you must be there. Thank you. So Hebrews 3:7, I read verse 7, you read verse 8 for me. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you will hear his voice, what should happen? Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. So we have seen that the Holy Ghost speaks, right? See verse 17. With whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness? That means he's talking about the Israelites' accounts from Egypt to Canaan, so, meaning the preacher was Moses. So, although verse 7 said, as the Holy Ghost said, but who was actually speaking? Who was the preacher? So that means we see the activities of the Holy Ghost in the words, in the preaching of a preacher. Sorry, find a better word. In the stuffs of that we do as preachers. So 18, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into Israel, but to them that believe not. Verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. Unbelief. Chapter 4, verse 1, now said, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into Israel, any of you should seem to come short of it. Why? Verse 2, want to go, please? For unto us was the what? Gospel preached. Praise God. So that is what the Holy Ghost says, the gospel. When you take the gospel to a man in your neighborhood, that's the Holy Ghost appealing to that man. That's God appealing to that man. To tell you that Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, and the Spirit of God moving over the face of the water is talking about the activities of the preaching of the gospel. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. That means talking about those in the wilderness. But the word preached unto them did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that edit. For we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, as I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Take note of that. The works are already finished. Already finished, settled, sefene, from the foundation of the world. Just keep that somewhere. So rush to Romans chapter 5. That's the same sin that we see Adam commit. Somebody will ask me again. So who is the preacher to Adam? Do you remember the answers? So if for there to be sin, there must be a message that is rejected, right? So preach to Adam. Since we have seen that it's man that the ghost, the activities of the Holy Ghost is seen, the preaching of the gospel. So somebody said Moses. Who said Moses? So that means somebody must have preached to Adam. Of course, we have answered it. Go and find where we answered it. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. But the sin of Adam was clear. It was clear, very vivid. There are two ways that we see the message communicated to Adam. We saw self-discovery and we saw angelic encounters. They are both there. Relax. Romans 5 verse 12. But don't forget, angels can only re-echo what you have once said. Are you with me? Because God does not relate with angels, right? God relates with who? Man. So for an angel to say something, the angel that came to Mary in Luke chapter 1, where did he get the information from? From the prophets. Right? They don't originate anything. God relates with who? Man or angel? Man. Thank you. Romans 5. So if you see from verse 12 right now, you see, as by one man's sin. You see verse 14, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Verse 17, as by one man's offense. Verse 19, as by one man's disobedience. So that common, you can see that common trend is talking about unbelief. That sin against the Holy Ghost. That is resisting the Holy Ghost. So go to Hebrews 10, 26. Hebrews 10, 26. The first place. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more what? Sacrifice for sin. The same thing he's talking about. If we sin willfully, it's not talking about, if you tell lie willfully. It's talking about the same thing, read in context. So actually, universalism is actually a very false, cachesic gospel. Because you are leaving men without a choice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because man can sin willfully. That means man can say, all that was done for him, I don't want it. Man can reject that goodness of God. A preacher can come to a man, that is the Holy Ghost appealing to him, and he says no. That's Hebrews 10, 26. So, again, we saw, or we see, God the Father promised salvation to man. We saw that is, and that promise is a self-commitment. Please pay attention to our Jesus that is coming very soon. Is a self-commitment. Self-commitment. And that's how we call him Father, actually. Self-commitment. He promised salvation to man. And when he was promising it to man was not there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he was promising salvation to man, man wasn't there. Then we saw God the Son procures and obtains salvation for us. You know, and glory to God, in this dispensation, God the Spirit maintaining salvation in us. So the Father again promised, right? I use the word promise carelessly there. Promise salvation to us, his Son procures and obtains for us, the Spirit maintains where? In us. So the activity of the Holy Ghost is more apparent today because the Spirit is not only influencing you to preach, the Spirit is dwelling in us, causing us to do the will of God. For we are his workmanship created unto good works, right? Good works. What is that good? What would that good works be? Creating political takeover? I don't think so. That will be pushing the gospel. That's Ephesians chapter 2. It's to 10. So, when the Spirit now comes through a preacher to a sinner, and that one says no, that's unbelief. And that one says, what you are saying is a lie. See, as you are preaching, value yourself. You are, I don't want to say you are the activity of the Spirit, but you are the one that displays the activity of the Spirit. How does God influence the activities on the earth? Through you, through a preacher. Most times, thank God for what the lady that was leading prayer said, at times we just pray that God change somebody, change the north, change Sokoto, change Tanzania, change. You know, we have all nations right now that Christianity is heavily submerged, heavily sieged. And we are saying we are praying for them. God will answer that prayer through a man like you, like Stevie. Amen. Are you with me? So, that is a sin against the Holy Ghost. The sin against the Holy Ghost is a rejection of the message of a preacher. I'm just saying the same thing over and over again with different type of words so you can understand once and for all today. So again, why can't that sin be forgiven? Please feel free, please. Help me. Feel free. Yes, sir. Emoji. Sit down, please. Huh? It's a deliberate running away from God. In other words, why can't that sin be forgiven? That means God cannot forgive unbelief. That's serious. Why? Yes, sir. You are right. So I'm not confusing you, I beg you. Just expatiate a bit more. We're happy to understand better. Thank you. Forgiveness has been deliberately rejected. Because the package that the preacher is bringing to you, in the package is what? Forgiveness. That is why that Matthew 12 said, if you speak a word against the Son of Man, don't worry, it will be forgiven you. That means if you say, see Jesus, his head like the head of an eater, he does not know how to do anything. Say no problem. But if you speak against the Holy Ghost, and what is the message of the Holy Ghost? Jesus in his, that means that will be, okay, let's say, if you abuse heresy in the church, no problem. But if you abuse heresy in his tailoring shop, you will not get your clothes. No, it's different, right? Praise God. That means, if you now speak, okay, let's imagine that Henry T has another, what they call it? PRO, sorry, it's not PRO. Marketing, have you? Ooh, you don't have a marketer. People will help you to sell. Sales rep, thank you. So, that means, if you, imagine, if in fact you saw him on the road, you beat him. No problem. But, she's a, let's assume she's his sales rep. If you don't treat the sales rep well, will you collect your clothes? No. That means it's not about the personality of Enrichitor right now. So Jesus was saying that Matthew 12, people are saying, "Are you are casting out devils by Beelzebub." He said, no problem. If like call me monkey, no problem. So, but the day the Holy Ghost brings my duty to you, and you say no, you are doing yourself. Say sin against the Holy Ghost. He will speak against Jesus in his redemptive office. Very clear. Very clear. Thank you. I know you know that. It's just no. Now go to John 8:24. So when you see, and there are several words in the Bible that is used to reflect this. E.g., when you see something in the book of Revelation that says some people will be judged according to their works, that is to reflect to you that they have rejected the grace of God. Shall I get me? When he says in Revelation that some people will be judged, and that is Revelation and white throne and everything, that they will be judged according to their works. Why? It's a depiction that these ones, they have rejected grace. There's really nobody that will be judged according to his works. It's just to tell you that they have rejected the free gift of God. Even unbelievers, you think there will be a day God will now say, yeah, come, since you didn't accept my grace, let's start looking at your sin one after the other. God will be tired. Are you with me? Praise God. But that is just a depiction. The clear thing, because that prosthetomy in Romans 3:25, does it cover us for believers alone or all men? You know what I'm saying? Whom God has what? Preordained to be an Elastarian, right? Propitiation for remission of sin commits before, that means for sins that will be committed before, I mean, for sins before, well, yes, for sins prior to commission, that's how I put it. Yeah, so that means it's not just you that God said, I will forgive your sin. Oh, I like you, Ranker, you're awesome. I will forgive your own sin, but you, prepare you. No, there's no that selection. God is a forgiver. Hallelujah. Are you with me? God himself is a what? He's a forgiver. I got it. Okay, so John chapter 8, 24. Thank you. John 8, 24. I said therefore unto you, you shall die in your sins, if you believe not that I am he. Is it I am or I am he? Which one?
I am.
Also I am he. So you shall die in your sins. Okay. So That means he's saying, you guys will only die in your sins if you don't believe that I am the Messiah you are expecting, right? That can just be the literal meaning from the surface there. But it's actually deeper than that. That's okay. I am the sacrifice. I am he. I am the one that the prophecy spoke about. I am he that the scripture testified about. I am the will of God. So, but see again, say you will die in your sin. So why do men die in their sin? Why is that? Rejection. Thank you. Unbelief. Rejection. Unbelief. Meaning, looking at all those ages, when you think that Noah's age, they are destroyed for immorality, the common denomination in all those ages is unbelief. Unbelief. To reject, to counterfeit the message of God. Not anybody, it's not Abraham's steadfastness, it's not Noah's moral uprightness that qualified him. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Very clear. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Much more abound. Psalm 133:4. Just write that down, you should know it. If thou God should mark iniquity, oh God, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. Forgiveness. That was the point. Say there is forgiveness in your pocket for all men. When somebody is called Aniku Lapo, God is Ani forgiveness Lapo. Praise God. You know the meaning of that? Awesome. You have been too taught by a Yoruba man somewhere. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So instead of God counting sins, he forgives them. Please write this down now. I'm going to start getting serious. As default, not as an action. God forgives sins as default, not as an experiential action. As default, by default. Now, when a man asks for forgiveness of sin, forgiveness, it is the man that receives something. It's not God that does something at that instance. Are you with me? When a man asks for forgiveness, at that instant, imagine if God is issuing out forgiveness each time each of you pray. That would be a lot. That would be a lot of check. But it's man that receives. It's not necessary that God did something at that time. So, what man receives is the reality of who God has always been. When you ask for salvation, when you ask for forgiveness, man receives the reality of who God has always been. Of who God has always been. That nature of God is what Jesus came to demonstrate, to display for us. That nature of God is what Jesus came to display for us, to demonstrate for us. Hebrews 1, verse 3. To display. The default character of God is forgiveness. The day God knew he would be creating a man that would be a being of free will, that would be able to make choices, he already proposed, I will forgive him. But the only thing I cannot forgive him of is to reject me. Thank you. Hebrews 1 verse 3, let me know when you are there. Hebrews 1:3. Memberships, are you ready for your exams today? Awesome. The answer. Top gear. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Slowly, let's read together. Who is you? Is he your grandfather? How do you know it's Christ? So you just say, Pastor, let's read. Pastor, I don't know the who. You have to be sincere. So where is you? Where is you said? Yes? Verse 2. So let's read from verse 2 and 3. Thank you. Last day, spoken unto us by his Son, of all things, by whom also he made the world. Yes, sir. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty. Hallelujah. So, see that word again. They don't just keep this thing. So, express image of his person. Brightness of his glory. Doxa. Express image of his person. So, the Son came to display that. Again, the Son came to, please write this down, this was to display that, to reveal it, to make it clear. Now, it's not like an actor. That's what I want to differentiate. Okay, in movies, people can ask they died, right? But did they die? No. So Jesus was not acting dead. Are you with me? He what? He died. He didn't die and he was raptured to one 5-star hotel at Meitama. If there's anyone there, there should be. He died, went well. That's why I can't say he came to ask the will of God. He rather came to display. It's a clear display to reveal. Glory, glory, glory. Or write it down this way. He came to live out who God is to man. He came to live out, to live out, L-I-V-E, to not L-E-A-O, L-I-V. He came to live out who God is to man. So, in Christ, oh God, go back to Exodus 3 again. Exodus 3. So, man will make contrary choices against God's holiness. Yes, God will say, in Christ, I am your redemption. I am your sanctification. You need the forgiveness. I am your forgiveness. See Exodus 3, verse 13. I am the wisdom of God. I am your redemption. I am your forgiveness. Exodus 3, 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers. Please don't miss that's our Jesus. Anytime it should be this year after this exam people have done. The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? 14. Slowly, want to go? Yes, sir. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am. Has sent me unto you. Who can describe I am that I am? What do you think he's saying? What is that a name of? Is that a name of God? Is that a name? Feel free, come on. Attention, come on in the morning. Want to sleep up, sir? It's emoji. Deep. It's actually correct. Anyway, so I am who I am. I am today who I was yesterday. And same I will be forever. I am today who I was when? Yesterday. And same person I will be forever. Now also, that is one. But also, like he said, who I am is specific. That's more key. That means also who I am as a street boundary. I am only who I am. Glory, glory, glory. Maybe that will help you to get better. I am only who I am. That means you cannot relabel me, right? I am only who I am. No age can relabel me. No age can give me more title. 1 Corinthians, the first. Chapter 1. I am only who I am. 29 and 30. Oh, thank God we really have time for some spirituals today. 1 Corinthians 1:29. Let me read 29 and 30. That no flesh should glory in his presence. 30, want to go, please? Help me. John, now again, 30, please speak out. Please help me. Yes, want to go? Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and
redemption.
Hope you know you cannot put financial prosperity in that ledger. I'm sorry. One thing with the Bible is, okay, at least maybe say, maybe apart from my mom that is there, the oldest person here should be maybe 40. I will be maybe 40. It's just funny when people just always think we have an idea. God said, I am who I am. But a brain of 40 years now came, was looking at a scripture written thousands of years ago, which people have reviewed, they could not remove anything. And say, I sent a video to you, you didn't watch it, Abby, on Facebook. Pastor John, you and Pastor Joshua, you didn't watch it. How can a man be bold enough to say, so bold, I thought he wouldn't say it once. After a year or two now, you see saying it, that God is now the way God, how God is moving right now is in IT. That God just started moving there. Do you know everything that IT is doing today? They have been doing it since the 80s. They were only slower. The same computer that is like this, before they call it mainframe. That means it will be like what? Like this, the old building. It's just to perform calculation. Amen. Now say, so I was wondering, which age, which year did God suddenly move into IT? God said, this ghost is not selling again. Seriously, if you chat me up on Facebook, I'll send you the video. Although I don't like doing that again. You know? And he's so bold that no, it's that what God is after right now, a pastor. It's not just people carrying Bible, preaching the gospel, just quoting. Sorry. That is the new move of God. Say God is, I am. That I am. Specific. Thank you. That was soft. Specific. I cannot be upgraded. And also, who I am is sufficient for you. So, and this, funny enough, this is what Jesus was now echoing. No, Jesus said, this is why they have to stone Jesus. They have to really attempt to stone him. To re-echo this is a lot. In that John 8 now, 23, and he said unto them, let me read from 23, John 8, 23, please follow me. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above, you are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sin if you believe not that I am he. Or if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sin. No, that's a lot. That I am all God will do for you, all God wants to give unto you, I am. Displayed in who? In me. Say, I am. Now, let's read verse 25. Then they said unto him, who hast thou? Nobody has to ask him that question. Brethren, are you with me? They now ask him, who hast thou? And Jesus said unto them, what? Even what? The same I said unto you, from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Please, let's read verse 28. 28, want to go? Let's send Jesus unto them. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that
I am.
Is he there? KJV guys, is he there?
Yes.
It's not there now. Italics. So, when you shall lift up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, as my Father has taught me. Wow, I speak these things. Glory, glory, glory. So, who God is to man is what Jesus starts to demonstrate to man. Who God is to man is what Jesus starts to demonstrate to man. Let me say to demonstrate further to man. So this is the question. When did God start to forgive people's sin? When? Who knows the date? When did God start to forgive people's sin? When Jesus died? Is it after redemption? So, but what happens after redemption? Forgiveness can be seen in two lights. What is the first light? Yes. Restoration of what? Restoration of confidence. Secondly, yes. Receiving sonship, right? So that means before Jesus came, when you ask for forgiveness, is it that God does something or you receive something? So what do you receive before? You receive confidence. Yes, that is John 1:12. As many as receive him, right? He gave him power, right? Exousia, not dunamis, to be called the Son of God. That means you will like ask with the power of the age to come. So, but in the New Testament, when you believe that Jesus died and rose again, what happens? You receive what? Sonship, right? So that means both ways. When a man requests from God, God does nothing. But man receives something. Say we ask from God to receive, not for God to do. That's key. We ask from God to receive, not for God to do. So Ephesians 3 now verse 9. So man is to receive. Man is to receive. When you just be careful the way all those prayers you pray. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies. Which sang yesterday? Arise, O Lord, let your enemies echoing. Pass it, come on. Arise, O Lord. Arise. Togun, togun, oya, o di de. Yoruba, come on. Hey. Sorry, it's the same song. Oluwa, that's your ayemi. Prayer is not, hear me correctly. Prayer is not to tell God to do something. Prayer should be to receive something. That's what I'm saying, saints. Especially as touching what we are saying, salvation, forgiveness. That is pattern prayer that way. That's the first one that says that, let God arise. He arose in Jesus. The scripture was talking about the resurrection of Jesus. It's Christ that rose up from the grave. I'm not talking about you and your own enemy. Don't forget, scripture is not about you. You must know that. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. God was not even sure if your mother would burn you. But he was sure that his son is coming, he will be born, that Jesus is coming. So don't personally, this is my magnetic scripture. I ask some people, what is scripture? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. You wait in hell. So don't have a scripture most of those scriptures that we hug so tightly. Nobody hugs Ephesians 1:3. Nobody hugs Ephesians 1:17. Nobody hugs Colossians 3:13. Nobody hugs those ones. Now go and look for something in Psalm. Or the one that peace shall argue for second First Peter chapter 5. After you have suffered for a while, what will we do to you? Establish you, settle you. As you're calling those, you'll be tangling. And you don't know that he's talking about what? Immortality, glorification. So that settling you will be when? He's suffering for a while, he's talking about what? Mortality. And you have used that to what? To do what? Peace. So don't worry. For the suffering of the present time is not worthy to the glory. See what God is planning for you. Eyes has not seen. Ears has not heard. If God says he's bringing something for you and eyes has not seen, run away. Oh. Okay, tell me, which blessing is there now that eyes has not seen? They are hidden, right? They are hid. Stop twisting Bible. Praise God. Use Bible for its intended what? Purpose. Thank you. So, this is why Ephesians 3:9 said, and to make all men see. You must make them see. You must. The reason why we ought to pray, we must make them see. When some old big pastors will gather and say, yes, we are going to pray that people should start dying in the north. You stay in the south. You say people should kill people we are trying to preach to. You didn't come and help us. That's sad. Say, no, you cannot even get any motivation for that from Jesus. They are killing him. Even people who kill him say, forgive them. They don't know what they do. He said, if they try to hurt you, escape. He didn't say kill them. So to make all men see, right? Ephesians 3:9. To make all men see. Men will not see until we make them to see. And let me now go back to my topic, which is unbelief and faith. The man in unbelief will not really see he does not know the magnitude of the repercussion of his action. They don't know how important it is for a man to be saved. You are the one that knows. You must make them see. They don't know the meaning of that separation. Perhaps they also do not mean the meaning of it. They don't know the meaning of eternity. Maybe some of us believe those Catholics theology that some people will suffer for how many years? Suffer for some years in purgatory. After God will look at you and say, okay, have you finished paying for your sins? Now you can come. My brother, the same commitment that holds your salvation also holds the damnation of those who will get the gospel. Same commitment. Are you with me? Like just to say, let's say no scalar and vector quantities. Remember, vector quantities with magnitude and what direction. So that means if your salvation is a strength of plus 100, the damnation will be magnitude of what minus. Same, you know, something like that. No, something like that. No, mathematics is not scripture. So we must make them to see. That is why God steps in through us to men to make us an agent of appeal to men. An agent of appeal. And God does that with long suffering. See, in the days of Noah, 120 years, right? 120 years of God's long suffering. Enter the ark. Enter the ark. Enter the ark. 120 years. No, that's a lot. 120 years. I didn't think anybody after that guy had that long patience for anybody again. 120 years. Not this. Yes. 120 years. Is he thinking? 120 years of expecting a man to change. Amen, amen. So, of course, in those days too, it was unbelief that destroyed them. Romans 5, I'm about to close. Unbelief that destroyed them. And look at that ark. The ark is not salvation, but the ark speaks of salvation. I mean, the ark of Noah, right? The ark of Noah is not salvation, but the ark of Noah speaks of salvation. It speaks of salvation. Once you enter, the door will be shut. That's the instruction. And God shut them in. So also, the believer in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus has embraced eternal life today. And that choice table has been taken away. Just like if you are playing a chess game, once you make a move, can you move? Who plays chess here? What do you play? You play Ayolawa or Ludo? What do you call it? PS. Abba. You are not born again. So once you move, right? You have moved. You can't say, sorry. Uh-uh. You have moved. Okay. At least you play draft. Don't know. If you know draft, you don't know chess. So, okay. Let's see this spiritual parallel. Write this down. The end point of the decision journey of the man in sin is physical death. The end point of the journey, of the decision journey of the man in sin is physical death. Now, of course, I've explained the reason why in this place. Because, the body is absent, this mind cannot relate again that way to receive. Do you get what I just said? That means, after physical death, you cannot change your choice. But the man that believes, the end point is the day he receives the Holy Ghost. The end point of his journey is the day he believes the gospel, or the day he receives the Holy Ghost. From that day, irreversibility kicks in. Just put one way. Irreversibility kicks in. And that's just the mercy of God. That's the meaning of once you enter the ark, who shuts you in? God shuts you in. So again, see the parallel. So when I said that the end point of the decision journey of the man in sin is physical death, which word can you use to connote that? Who is thinking here? Come on. Which word describes that? Why is it that long? Long suffering. Simple. Long suffering. So that means so that a man should not go to hell, there is long suffering. But once you believe the gospel, there is what? Finality. Say that's God's mercy. Say that's God's mercy. Thank you. So Romans 5 right now. That's the mercy of God. Verse 15. That's the last scripture right now. I have two other short packages for you today. Shorter than this. Romans 5:15. But I really want you to consecrate yourself to this gospel. And I trust God that today, something will be done on you. Your zeal will be refreshed. Romans 5 verse 15. But not as the offense. So let's read together from 15 to 21. Want to go? Yes, sir. But not as the offense, so is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. 16. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they that receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? Reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men to justification of life. 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So any man that dies with his action patterned after Adam's action. Any man that dies with his action patterned after Adam's action of disobedience. That's what he's saying. Don't forget, yes, it's not saying there that Adam's disobedience is anybody's disobedience. But anyone that dies with his action, patterned after Adam's action, cannot receive life. He cannot receive life. Because Adam's action is called disobedience. Disobedience. Neglect. Parakoe, paraptoma, amatano, amatia. I see one more word there. So it's disobedience. Now, so also the man in Christ can never smell spiritual death again, regardless of carnality. Regardless of, write it down, regardless of carnality. It's not me, it's God. Hebrews 4:3. Last scripture, then we'll be done. Hebrews 4:3. Glory, glory. Look at your Bible. Come on. Look at your Bible. Hebrews 4:3. I'm not saying last scripture for this service. So I'm saying last scripture for now. Brother Michael. Yeah. Hebrews 4:3. I want you to read just the A pass to your neighbor. Hebrews 4:3. Okay. 1, 2, go. Thank you. Yes. Again, read to your neighbor again. Yes. For we who shall believe do enter. Again, read it again. For we say when we are, say we have, say we have believed the gospel, we are in the rest of God. Say there is no other further dimensions in God. We are believed. Hallelujah. Say we are in God's destination. So that's why, and that's what that thing on in Genesis 1 also typified for us. Man was born on the evening of the sixth day, right, or created, so that he might what? Enter into his rest, seventh day. Enter. Man is to enter. And nothing takes you back. The clock can never rewind again. So the Sabbath testifies of Christ, eh? Of Christ. Is the Father's house. See, I'm in the Father's house. No one can take me out. Nothing takes me out. So, in the Father's house, so when we are saying, so eternal security is just simply called the Father's house. And some of you, so have you seen really big men? They boast about their house, right? Are you with me? Say, my house is very secured. I have 2 bulldogs. Where's Kevin? Kevin puts one cell update on his during the week. I don't know if you saw it. It says only for serious buyers only. You saw it? 2 tigers and 1 lion also, something like that. That if you want to buy, I say, if I buy this one, I bring it home. My wife will just amen. And we actually have big men that has lions as dogs. You don't know? Tigers. So you will say, the thief, come. What we say to the thief? Come. Hallelujah. That means boasting, right? Just come. Praise God. So how do you think the Father will boast about his own house? He said in 1 Corinthians 15, oh death, where's your sting? Oh grave, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth all this, will what be victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So because you know that nothing can take you out of the Father's house, now say in that verse 58, therefore my what? Beloved, I think of Bible, my beloved who? Brethren, be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch that you know that everyone is sure. Glory. Hallelujah. Say we are saved well to serve well. Say we are saved weller. We serve wellest. Sorry, don't write that down. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So clearly, salvation is different from spiritual growth. As sweet as spiritual growth is, salvation is yet the destination of God. Because what we call spiritual growth is simply appreciation of the same salvation. Right now, there's the energy in us to serve God. We have been delivered from the penalty of death. Penalty of sin, rather, which is death. In us right now is the energy to serve God, to do His will. Love supplied by the Holy Ghost that lives in us forever. That's the energy to serve God. Love is supplied. Love is supplied. There's a supply of love. Supply of love. Love for the unsaved. Love for the unreached. Love for fellow grants. Love. Love to proclaim the message. Love. The supply of love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stop in the Holy Ghost. Cantis, to Govantis, to Govantis. It's a supply of love. Love, 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 love. Love to see your disciples through to the end. Brother Remy said something when he was singing that song. He said, even at times, the attitude of the sheep can discourage you. It's very true. You preach to some people. Preach, preach, preach. Oh, oh, oh. Well, guess what? Most of us were once like that, right? Are you with me, brethren? Yeah, some of us are once like that. Stop praying. Just be seated. Stop praying. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Love is supplied. I see my disciples through to the end. I finished the work He sent me. I will never give up on men. You live for the man you died for. I will never give up on love. I stay spiritually minded. Stay heavenly minded. I'm focused on the work of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Please pray. I didn't say you should stand up. That doesn't mean you should not pray. Pray. We'll be doing a lot today. But just sit down. Thank you. Pray. Laranas took over last and gamba, the baste, the last day. Lamas took over last of Valoras took over last shatter bastard. Brother can take us to go by the man's center. Love is supplied, okay? Love. Love. Love is supplied. Zati paste give it. Love. Minus to banish to Valas Shanta Mastosh. Holy man, the kintis to vaste give this to Valas to govern the stovos. Libro to malimus upon us to give it as unto my Shanta Mastosh.